Canto 36. A lady asks me, I speak in season, she seeks reason for an effect, wild often, that is so proud he hath love for a name. Who denies it can hear the truth now, wherefore I speak to the present knowers, having no hope that low-hearted can bring sight to such reason, be there not natural demonstration. I have no will to try proof-bringing, or say where it hath birth, what is its virtu and power, its being and every moving, or delight whereby 'tis called to love, or if man can show it to sight, where memory liveth, it takes its state, formed like a diaphan from light on shade, which shadow cometh of Mars and remaineth, created, having a name sensate, custom of the soul, will from the heart, cometh from a seen form which being understood, taketh locus and remaining in the intellect possible, wherein hath he neither weight nor still standing, descendeth not by quality, but shineth out, himself his own effect unendingly, not in delight, but in the being aware, nor can he leave his true likeness otherwhere. He is not virtu, but cometh of that perfection which is so postulate, not by the reason, but 'tis felt, I say. Beyond salvation, holding his judging force, deeming intention to be reason's peer and mate, poor in discernment, being thus weakness's friend, often his power cometh on death in the end, be it withstayed, and so swinging counterweight. Not that it were natural opposite, but only ride a bit from the perfect. Let no man say love cometh from chance, or hath not established lordship, holding his power even though memory hath him no more. Coming he to be, when the will from overplus twisteth out of natural measure, never adorned with rest, moveth he changing color, either to laugh or weep, contorting the face with fear, resteth but a little, yet shall ye see of him that he is most often with folk who deserve him, and his strange quality sets sights to move. Willing men look into that formed trace in his mind, and with such uneasiness as rouseth the flame. Unskilled cannot form his image, he himself moveth not, drawing all to his stillness, neither turneth about to seek his delight, nor yet to seek out proving, be it so great or so small, he draweth likeness and hue from like nature, so making pleasure more certain in seeming, nor can stand hid in such nearness. Beauties be darts, though not savage, skilled from such fear a man follows, deserving spirit that pierceth, nor is he known from his face, but taken in the white light that is allness, toucheth his aim, who heareth seeth not form, but is led by its emanation, being divided, set out from color, disjunct in mid-darkness, gazeth the light one moving by other, being divided, divided from all falsity, worthy of trust, from him alone mercy proceedeth. Go, song, surely thou mayest whither it please thee, for so art thou ornate that thy reasons shall be praised from thy understanders. With others hast thou now will to make company. Called thrones, Balasho or topaz, Erugena was not understood in his time, which explains, perhaps, the delay in condemning him. And they went looking for Manichaeans, and found, so far as I can make out, no Manichaeans. So they dug for and damned Scotus Erugena. Authority comes from right reason, never the other way round. Hence the delay in condemning him. Aquinas, head down in a vacuum. Aristotle, which way in a vacuum? Sacrum, sacrum in luminatio coetu, lo sordel si fo di Mantovana, of a castle named Goito. Five castles, five castles. King give him five castles. And what the hell do I know about dye works? His Holiness has written a letter. Charles the Mangy of Anjou, way you treat your men is a scandal. Delectus miles familiaris, castra montis odorisii, montes sancti silvestri, palete epile in partibus tetus. Vineland, land tilled, the land in cult, pratus nemoribus pascuis. With legal jurisdiction, his heirs of both sexes sold the damn lot 6 weeks later. Sodales di gaudio, quam ben labire monric pensamen.